Deal or no deal? That's always the most common and the most important question at the Frankfurt Book Fair. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. For the hundreds of publishers, agents, and organizations who will attend the world's largest gathering of executives in the book industry next month, successful deal-making hangs on the fortunes of local markets and the future direction of global media. My guest today knows only too well that when it comes to rights, Frankfurt is the right place to be. Michael Healy, Copyright Clearance Center's Executive Director for International Relations. Welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hello, Chris, and thanks again for asking me to be part of this.
Well, we always enjoy chatting with you, Michael. You're in our New York office there and a veteran of Frankfurt Book Fairs. In fact, last year was the very first time I had the chance to attend, and I think you told me it was your 25th, and so you were able to give me a few survival tips, which I really appreciated. And in that time you've attended Frankfurt, obviously you've seen change in the book industry, and I imagine you've seen a lot of change at the Frankfurt Book Fair.
I think that's true. A lot of continuity, though, as well. As you said in your introduction, this continues to be the type of event it's been for many, many years, probably since I've been going there and long before. And that is namely, you know, the preeminent book fair for the sale of subsidiary rights. And it continues to be that. And that continues to be the principal driver behind so many people attending it. So there's a great deal of continuity when you think about the Frankfurt Book Fair. But of course, there's been significant change in the time that I've been attending. And of course, the most significant facet of that change has been the globalization of content. And that has been driven, of course, by changes and improvements in digital technology and the digitization of our industry, if you like.
Well, indeed. And one of the changes that I know Frankfurt is very happy with is, though it's still called the Frankfurt Book Fair and books are very much the center of activity at the show, they really try their best to move beyond only books and they incorporate other media as well.
That's absolutely true. There's been something of a transformation going on in the book fair, somewhat quietly, I would say, for several years. I think those who manage the book fair are trying to move it into being not just an annual destination for publishers and agents, but a sort of 365-day-a-year operation. And that has seen Frankfurt diversify into events in different countries. We at Copyright Clearance Center have been pleased to support something called the Frankfurt Academy, which leads this diversification and globalization of the Frankfurt event. And we see events now in places like India and China, Brazil, and so on. That's an interesting facet, I think, of Frankfurt's changes. You see, particularly in the programming of events like ConTech, Frankfurt's interest in representing fully, you know, the full diversity of the book industry, and that, of course, puts digital technology center stage.
Well, indeed, and you will be speaking at ConTech, Michael Healy, on the 7th of October, the afternoon there. A subject sounds quite interesting: recycle, remix, and resell, how to make more of your backlist. And to tell us briefly about the kinds of points you hope to make there.
Well, there's some irony, isn't that title, because the focus of the traditional Frankfurt has always been new and forthcoming titles and the transaction of rights in those titles. But publishers of all kinds and all stripes share a fascination in understanding better how to monetize their backlist and midlist. And this event you refer to at the ConTech part of the Frankfurt Book Fair is aimed at discussing how you might be able to do that. And my particular angle, not surprisingly, is looking at how the backlist and the midlist might be susceptible to rights transactions going forward.
Well, indeed, and you know, one of the things that I think must be challenged is what's much going on, and it is an enormous fairground and hall after hall after hall with displays from around the world. It's difficult to see any particular trends or to make any prediction about what you expect to happen at Frankfurt, but I wonder if you could try that for us. Are there any very high-level kind of global trends that you think will be playing themselves out this year?
I think so. You're right to point up the tremendous geographical and cultural diversity and richness of the Frankfurt Book Fair. It's one of the most wonderful facets of the whole fair, and one of the reasons most of us enjoy going there. But as I travel around and look at publishing markets in the United States, in Europe, and Asia, I think it is possible to see some interesting underlying trends. We touched on one as we were talking a moment ago, which is this issue of globalized content across a global network. I think people are talking about, is the notion of territorial rights meaningful in a world of globalized content and globalized networks? And so there are conversations going on about that, I'm sure. I think there's been a concern for a few years now, several years I'd say, about threats to copyright in our industry. Copyright is the bedrock on which much of our industry is based, and it's an idea, it's a principle that's under threat in many parts of the world. So I think there's continuing concern about what's happening in the legislatures and the judiciaries around the world and the impact decisions there might have on copyright going forward. Touching on what we mentioned earlier, I think there's a fascination about how you monetize rights going forward, and an interest, as we were saying earlier, in monetizing the backlist and the midlist particularly. I think everybody's interested in exploring new opportunities for licensing. We're seeing interesting developments around the world in places like the UK, where they have their copyright hub and so on. And finally, and probably most importantly of all, scholarly and academic publishers continue to wrestle with the challenge about the future of scholarly publishing and the future business model that could emerge there. So there'll be lots of talk about open access, I'm sure. And I know colleagues at Copyright Clearance Center are leading an event there related to open access, and there'll be lots of senior and important publishers gathering to talk about the future of open access and scholarly publishing more generally.
Right, and we will work with Jake Kelleher in just a moment, our colleague at Copyright Clearance Center, about that very special open access event on Thursday morning. And you mentioned about global trends in copyright. We should highlight for people that CCC CEO and President Tracy Armstrong will speak at the International Rights Directors meeting on copyright developments in Latin America, and that takes place at 1400 on the 7th of October. And briefly, Michael, because you are our director, executive director of international relations, what should we know about Latin America when it comes to copyright?
I think the thing to know about Latin America is that it's a place of profound change right now in relation to copyright, and Tracy Armstrong will certainly be touching in her short presentation about some of the issues there. You know, the leading economies there, like Brazil and Argentina, are places where there's a really active and energetic debate about the role that copyright plays in the emergence and development of a real creative economy. There is new legislation coming from Brazil, we think sometime soon. There are rumors that it could be profoundly hostile to the interests of publishers, but we'll see. There's certainly a very volatile debate, I would say, going on in Latin America about the role of copyright and the contribution it plays to the creative economy. So anybody planning to come to the International Rights Directors meeting, which has Latin America as its central theme this year, will find, I think, it particularly interesting right now as a region when we think about the future of copyright.
Well, we are speaking right now with Michael Healy, Copyright Clearance Center's Executive Director, International Congratulations. And Michael, there are a number of chances at the Frankfurt Book Fair to see you speak. We've referred to a couple. We will post full details on all of those. You'll be speaking on October 8th at the very new business club there for a session called Ask the Expert on Copyright Collective Management. But people are going to be seeing you all over Frankfurt Book Fair because you are part of this year's very special Here I Am campaign. And tell us how you became involved with that.
Yes, that's an interesting thing. That initiative was first presented to me early in 2014. And it's an initiative, I think, that relates to the conversation we were having a moment ago about redefining and re-energizing the book fair. You know, they're keen, I think, to identify the reasons why people go to Frankfurt. And I was approached at the beginning of 2014 and asked to, you know, give a very short 3 or 4 word summary on the reason I go to Frankfurt. And I ended up saying, I go to Frankfurt because it's the right place for rights. And I think they've collected hundreds of snippets from other publishers and book trade figures. And I think they're going to be part of a website promotion and also the subject of some photographic display as people walk around the book fair.
Well, indeed, you'll be noticed there because if we don't see you speak at several of the events you'll be attending, we will see you in a giant banner hanging from the rafters. So that's rather exciting. And I wonder if people will say, hey, I know you. They'll recognize your face.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's exciting for anybody or for me.
Well, I think it's exciting, Michael. I think it's terrific. And I really appreciate your chatting with us today on Beyond the Book. Michael Healy, Executive Director, International Relations for Copyright Claire Center. Thanks for joining us.
And thanks again for asking me, Chris. It's always a pleasure.
And we're moving now to speak to my colleague Jake Kelleher, Senior Director of Licensing and Business Development at Copyright Clearance Center here in our headquarters in Danvers, Massachusetts. And Jake Kelleher, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris. It's nice to be here.
Well, we want to talk to you about the Frankfurt Book Fair because the Business Development Group has a big program planned, one that I'm looking forward to. I'll be moderating. It's going to be a Frankfurt Book Fair town meeting on open access and asking the question, who holds the power? And it's a follow-up to a program we did last year that was very successful, and we're looking forward to having together a number of people, both on the stage and in the audience, to give us their views on this important topic.
Oh, yeah, and really excited about it, and I love the format because it's going to be very interactive. We're going to be including the audience. We have a huge cast of panel members. I think we have 8 or 9 panel members from around the world. And what it allows us to do is continue the discussion about open access. It's sweeping across the publishing landscape. There's all kinds of demands being made from the institutions, the funders, what the authors have to go through, and how the publishers are handling and managing all of this.
And last year, 2013, it was still breaking news at that point. Some of the funders, including Robert Kiley from the Wellcome Trust, who spoke to us, were really making a point about mandates and kind of coming down and saying, we want this done a certain way. That news has broken. People have begun to accept it, and they are responding to it. As you say, all parties, the publishers, the authors, and the institutions.
That's right. And I can't believe it's been a year. It seems like we've been in the middle of the open access discussion. It seems like it just started one way, but it also seems like we've been doing it forever. And in fact, we have been in many ways managing open access fees, for instance, since 2004 with our RightsLink product. We're right in the middle of it. It's certainly in the last year, it is swept across the marketplace. We're getting a lot of interest from publishers, a lot of questions from publishers, lots of concerns about how they're going to be able to handle things. You know, is there a business model that's sustainable? Those types of things.
Right. And the participants in the panel really do range from the pure play open access publishers. We've got Fred Fenter, who is executive editor of Frontiers, which just won an innovation award from Alps. We'll hear from Aaron Kuster, who is the managing director of Q Science out of Qatar, and it's a program that is being funded in part by Bloomsbury. And then we'll hear from really traditional players like Brandon Norden, vice president at the American Chemical Society, as well as Dr. Niels Peter Thomas, who's an executive vice president at Springer. And his perspective is very interesting. He's based now in Germany, but he was for a long time in China and was part of beginning some open access journals in China. So it really is very much a global story.
Absolutely, and that's one thing we've known right from the get-go. We now work with publishers from all over the world. We are, of course, a U.S.-based company, as you know, but it seems that my team is in Europe more often than they're here in the United States.
Right. Well, listen, Jay Keller, we heard from Mike Healy, our colleague here at Copyright Clearance Center, speak about why he is so excited about going to Frankfurt. It's the right place for rights, is how he puts it. Tell us what Frankfurt means to you.
Well, I just think it's the ultimate meeting place for the publishing industry. If you work with people, especially outside the United States, they all congregate there. It's a real good return on investment when you actually think about it, because you can meet with publishers from around the world, because they're all going to be there. Not only are there customers, there are new prospects there. There are new organizations, new startups. There's lots of new technology. There's lots of things that you can learn. There are these hotspots. We're doing one, of course. These hotspots where companies talk about what they do, the services they provide. And you can go on the website, the Frankfurt Book Fair website, and do a search. You can type in, for instance, open access, and I think you'll come up with 10 different sessions on open access. So it's, you can use that tool, but you can really educate yourself on what's going on in the industry.
And in this age of virtual meetings and email and digital content distributed around the world, it's still important to have face-to-face meetings, to meet colleagues in person.
I've lived by that my whole life. I tell sales guys, they said, you know, the phone is an interrupter, or the emails are an interrupter. Face-to-face is where things really happen. That's where you create relationships. And once you create the relationships, then the follow-up emails and the follow-up phone calls are much easier. You've developed a relationship, and you can move forward and do business.
Right. And if anybody wants to make an appointment with you or with other of our Copyright Clearance Center colleagues, they can go online to copyright.com/Frankfurt, and there's an online invitation or a meeting request that they can make, and we'll set something up for them.
Absolutely. We love meeting new people. Stop by our booth. Make an appointment. We still have some slots available. We've got a good team going. We're going to be busy. That's the name of the game there. But, yeah, we're happy to meet with anyone and everyone.
Indeed. Well, Jay Kelleher, Senior Director of Business Development and Licensing for Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for chatting with me.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you very much.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.